We'll do a review of Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Zayin, Volume 17, the second Sicha for the portion of Vayikra. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the order of the way the sacrifices are recorded in the Torah, that first the Torah records the optional voluntary korbanos, and then the Torah discusses the mandatory korbanos for a sin and the like, which a person has to bring. And the Rebbe's question is basically why this order would make seemingly more a sense to first bring down the mandatory korbanos that you have to bring, and only afterwards to bring down the optional korbanos. The Rebbe also says that this is a question in the simple meaning. Rashi doesn't address it. Why? The Rebbe gives an answer both in the simple level, that the first korbanos that were necessary to them for the Bnei Yisrael were actually the optional korbanos. The other korbanos were later on, and therefore the Torah starts with those that they needed to do and needed right away. And then the Rebbe also explains in the Pnimius Inyonim that the whole idea of a korban is the heart that a person brings, and therefore the benevolence, the nedava, is a key piece to the whole older korbanos. And that's why the Torah starts with that, as we'll see in great detail in the Sicha. Learn inside. Ois Aleph. The Seder for the korbanos, the order of the sacrifices, was the dinim shtein in unzer parsha, the laws that are stated in our portion, is Friyer Korban Oila. First it talks about the Oila Korban, that is the complete burnt offering. Then there is the Mincha, that is the meal offering. And then you have the Shlomim, the Korban Shlomim. Vazaynan Korbanis Nedove, all three are gift Korbanis. Besides the Bekurim Korban, the Rebbe points out, V'Rashi types glag b'tchilas ha-parsha, as Rashi translates immediately in the beginning of the portion, of Odom ki yakriv mikem, it says a person that will bring a korban from you. So it says kishe yakriv, when he will offer. B'korbanis nedova dibur ha'inyan. So this subject is the optional, the gifted korbanos. And then after the Torah talks about the korban, oila, mincha, and shlomim, which are nedova, the Torah afterwards talks about chatos and osham, the sin offering, the guilt offering, vazainen, korbanos choiva. They are mandatory korbanos that a person needs to bring. Isn't it? Move on, so it's not understood. Emestake. Let it be true that Rashi hota hechrich from posik. Rashi has a proof that forces him from the verse asbir korbanos nedava dibra inyan, that we're talking about optional gifted korbanos is the subject matter here. As the Rebbe explains at great length in another sichah in Chelek Yud Beis, that the ki yakriv means if he will bring the korban. So while this is the interpretation that we know that that's what the pasuk means, but the question is, why does the pasuk start with that? Aber the shaila stellt sich auf dem pasuk gufa. The question remains on the verse itself. Far was hebt on the Torah mit korbanos nedava? Why does the Torah begins with optional sacrifices? The choyl roish, it would seem that in the beginning is lechayra noitik, it's important to wissen the dinim fun korbanos choyva, to know the laws of the mandatory korbanos. Vosaid musbringen, that a Jew has to bring. Un ersh speter, and only afterwards fun korbanos, from those sacrifices vosayin blois nedova, which are only a gift. Since this is a question in the simple meaning of the verses, Rashi should have answered this, should have given us an explanation. So we must say, that in simple level of the pasuk, this is to begin with not a question. The Rebbe adds into parentheses, "Oder as dos vert verantwortet," or that this is answered durch Afrir de Kompirish from Rashi through an earlier explanation from Rashi. In our case, the Rebbe will explain that this is simple, that we don't need to even explain this at all. As mentioned earlier, the Rebbe will explain that actually this was necessary for them in the beginning. But in the meantime, the Rebbe suggests a possible other answer. And that is that the Korban Oila is actually also forgives on various appeases. It's not mandatory, but it does forgive. And then it would seem like the Korban Oila forgives on the Aseh, and then it goes to a further, and it's more probable that a person will violate the Aseh, and therefore that comes first. But besides the Oila, the Torah also says Mincha and Shlomim, so it's not, the Rebbe points out, it's not because the Oila also atones for an Aseh, it's otherwise, after Oila should come right away is the Chatos and the Oshom, but it's not the case. The case is, the reason the Torah brings Oila, Mincha, and Shlomim is because of Nedova. So the question is, why do they come before the mandatory? Let's look inside. L'chayre base, l'chayre kemen entferun, l'chayre, it would seem that we could answer, at least this would be a little squeezed answer, but Apipirush Rashi from Posik, Rashi on the verse, v'nirtzo loy l'chaper olav. So that's talking about the Korban Oila over there. So the Posik says that Hashem will atone for him. So v'nirtzo loy, Zok Rashi, it's going to atone for something. But this is seems like a voluntary. So Rashi says, amau meratzachulu. So what is this appeasing for? Because we have other kabbanas for other things, so what is this appeasing for? Rashi goes through that the other things have already their own kabbanas, or their own punishment. So Rashi answers, Allah save Allah shenitik lesson, that the Oila will forgive for the positive violation, if a person violates a positive mitzvah, and also a lav, which is nitak, which can be corrected by the Esa, and then there is no Malkus there, so then the Oila will atone for that. So this haste, this means that Korban Oila is taka Korban Nedova. So while this means that it's taka an optional, it's a gifted Korban, but means nit mechuyev to bring in, you're not obligated to bring, but their Korban, but yet that Korban is meratze, it does appease, unem taropa choyve, and it removes a obligation or a liability, achiv einish for mention, a liability of a punishment from the person. Kum dachuis. So that turns out as korban oila is euch verbunden mit choyve, that even the korban oila, which is optional, is also connected with a obligation, because that way you get atoned for, even though you don't have to get that atonement, but you do get the atonement for a responsibility, for a liability that you have. And then, in that case, we also understand the order of Oila, Chatos, Shlom. Baal Pizeh is moving their Seder. We understand, according to this, the order. Friyer Korban Oila, first Korban Oila, then Shpeter, afterwards Chatos, und noch Oshom, and then Oshom. Why? Since Mer Olu, it's more likely, as I Idzel Chaz V'Sholom Eversign, that a Jew should, God forbid, violate Ubemele Darfim Brengen, and therefore he would have to bring a Korban Oila. Vos is Meratze Ifanaveda Kalo Yeser, that is, appeases for a lighter sin. Ese V'Lava Nitech Le'ese. It's more likely that a person will violate those that are lesser, via Korban Chatos, rather than a person violating that he needs to bring a Chatos offering. That comes and atones for serious sins. That would be a matter whose intentional would be violating a prohibition and Koros. Unchatos, and the same thing, Chatos comes before Oshom, Chatos wieder, and then Chatos, kumt far Oshom, that comes before Oshom, while Chatos nemt arum agresser et sol avedis, because Chatos encompasses a greater number of sins, the Oshom, than the Korban Oshom. Vos mebrengt noref inyonim musuyomim. You just bring them for specific matters, you bring an Oshom. So therefore, that would make sense, the order. But the Rebbe says that doesn't really add up, because if that was the case where we bring the oila because of the chayva part in it, then it should be oila chatos oshom, not to interrupt it with bringing in the mincha d'shlamim. Thus is aber nitois gehalten. This is not really correct, because varum ob the Torah is magdim oila. If the Torah proceeds to mention to write first oila, need valsi as a korban adava, not because it's an optional korban, nor tzulib demba says is farbundo mit chayven, but because of the fact that it's connected with the mandatory maratzuchul alasuchulu, that it appeases for the positive and the lashin itechles hotoch nitkinor to mafsik zayin. Then there would not be any space, any room, the idea tzivishin oila chatos, between oila and chatos, between the korban oila, the mandatory, and the chatos. With andere kabbonis nedova, with other optional kabbonis mincha and shlamim. Why would the Torah bring in then after oila the mincha and shlamim? Because oila is, you're saying, according to this interpretation, is not because it's nedova, it's because of its chayva. So then after the chayva should come the other ones. So musman zogen. So therefore we have to say, as the pasuk vil taka magdim zayin kabbonis nedova, the Torah actually wants to bring the optional kabbonis far kabbonis chayva, before it talks about the mandatory korbanos. Un korban oila steht far korban chatos. And the reason why oila is before chatos is mitzadem was oila is a korban edova. It's because oila is an optional, is a gifted korban. And the question really is, that the Rebbe asks in Aleph, is why does Taka the Torah start with the optional when it seems more reasonable for the Torah to start with the mandatory korbanos? So the Rebbe is going to bring in another question. Why does the Torah start with personal, individual korbanos and not with communal korbanos? First, it would seem we should take care of the community, and then we should take care of the individual. Eis Gimel, that man does verstehen behagdim noch atmiya. We'll understand it by introducing another surprise in the question. For was hoped on the Torah do mit korbanos chayva shel yachid unit mit korbanos sibur? How come the Torah starts here with the mandatory korbanos? When it talks about the mandatory korbanos, it talks about the individual unit mit korbanos sibur, and not with the communal. There is no optional tzibur korbanos. The optional is only the mandatory. So the mandatory korbanos, the chatos and the oshom that it talks about, those are individuals. And why not the mandatory korbanos of the community? It seems like it would make logic sense the other way. First, you must instruct those matters that are as important, that is connected, touches the entire community. And then only afterwards, to bring down the laws with regards to individuals. So why does the Torah talk about individuals first? And the Rebbe says, well, maybe you're going to say that the communal sacrifices are reserved for special days, whereas the individual sacrifices are any day of the year. But there is some community korbanos which are important on a daily basis too. Let's see, the Chayre, ultimately you can't answer, and it would seem that maybe you can answer this question, why not talk about the korbanos sibur? That korbanos sibur zainen be'iker shayich zu zmanim yuchodim in yor. The communal sacrifices are mainly connected to special days, special times in the year. As for example, during Shabbos, you bring korbanos Yom Tov v'chulu. Takegen korbanos yochid, as opposed to the individual korbanos, both nedava and chayva, kenen doch zayin b'chol eis, they can be at any time. The far heitzuchon parshas are korbanos with korbanos yochid. And that's why the portion, when we talk about sacrifices, begins with korbanos yochid. And on the dinim for korban tamid was me bring take b'maya was me bring my mechol yom, and those communal sacrifices which you bring take every day. So the Torah already talked about it before take. Shtei take frin and parshas tetzave. That's already brought down in the section of tetzave. And therefore, we over here when we talk about korbanos, we don't talk about the communal korbanos. We talk about the individual korbanos. So the Rebbe says, but this is over blaze at time of tzumagdim zayin karbonis yochid far karbonis sibur. This is a reason why we have to bring the individual before the communal karbonis. As is over tamua b'time of boy, but it is surprising, and we still need to explain the reason. Pravoz edinu for karbonis sibur. Why are the laws of the communal sacrifices verem bechlalni demot the parshas vayikra in the portion of vayikra? Other parshas tzav or the portion of tzav, nor erst in parshas achrei comes the parshas achrei mois, and then in the parshas of emer we talk about yom kippur, we talk about all yom tovim, and the riker in parshas pinchas, and mainly in the portion of pinchas in the chumash of bamidbar. Why not in the beginning? Okay, you want to say the korbanos in yochid first, but there's no mention at all from the korbanos. So the beer b'chol zeh, the explanation all the above. So basically, we had the two questions. One question is why do we start with korbanos netava versus korbanos chayve, and why is there no mention of the communal korbanos in the parshas vayikra and tzav? So the explanation is in pashtus aksuvim kumtois. In the simple verse, it turns out as the parshas akabonos from unzer parsha. That the section of the Kabbonis of our portion, under Erste Chelik from Parshas Tzav, in the first section of the portion of Tzav, Zayne Gizog Givorn, that they were commanded, Eider Vos Erder Zelt Nogdem, that it took place before what the Torah relates afterwards, that Korah Moshe La'arim, that Moshe called to Arim, Goimer, and he told him, Kach Lecho Egil V'Goimer. Take yourself a calf. He starts telling Moshe the order of the of inauguration. That Seder Achinuch von Aaron Ubonov Bashmini Limaluyim. The order how Aaron and his sons would be inaugurated, would be trained on the 8th day of Meluyim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Which was the Moshe Rabbeinu beginning the Seder Achinuch, the order of the education from Aaron Ubonov Shmini LaMiluim, from Aaron and his sons on the 8th day of Miluim, which was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's verstandig bepashtus, so it's understood very simply. From Vosman Mus Onzogun Dina Oilon Azevaiter, why we must instruct about the laws of Oila and so on. While Aaron Ubonov am gedaft wissen die dinim, because Aaron Ubonov needed to know these laws from the Karbonis, of the Karbonis, b'chdei kenen ze makriv zayim b'shminil meluim, in order to be able to offer them on the 8th day of the inauguration. Umvitos is b'negeye di tzivuim la'aren Ubonov, and just like it is with regards to the commands to Aaron and his son that Zeyom Gedavd Visum Vitzu Makriv Zayin the Korbonis Vishmini Limaluim, they needed to know how to offer the Korbonis on the 8th day of inauguration. Azoyiz as Oich Benegeyed Tzivuim Shebeparshe Vayikro and Tzav to Ali Yidin. And that also, it's as far as the commandments over here to all Yidin. Azeyom Gedavd Visum, they needed to know Vosfara Korbon Zeykenen. They needed to know, all Yidden, they needed to know which type of a korban they can or need to bring immediately at the time of the inauguration of the Mishkan Mishmini L'Miluim. So these are all laws that are given which have a practical application. The timeline is that these commands of Vayikra and Tzav were said before Moshe told them. So before Moshe tells them their karbonas, they need to know what they need to offer. Befrat emezol zogun, especially if we shall say, as euch parshet vayikro parshet zav zaynen gizogim vorun b'tchilas shivas yimei hamiluim. The discussion, the orders from the Mefarshim and Rashi's view, but if we shall say that the portion of Vayikra and Tzav were said in the beginning of the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, in the beginning of the 7th day of inauguration, so it's not only Negeya for the 8th day, Kenadoch Dinim from Parshas Vayikra and Tzav, Zay Negeya, so therefore the laws of Vayikra and Tzav can be important, Nit Nor B'yem Shmini LeMiluim, not only for the 8th day, nor L'chol Shmini Yimei HaMiluim, but in all 8 days of inauguration. Und der Riber hat man da nicht gedarft in Sagen auf die Kommunen Sibur. Therefore here, there was no need to instruct about the communal sacrifice von Yonte v'chulu, was stehen in Parshas Achre, Emer and Pinchas, which are written, brought down in the section of Ach, portion of Achre and Emer and Pinchas, warum da seine gesagt geworden, because over here, all that, the only thing that were instructed, nor odi korbonis, only these sacrifices, Bozainen that were other canon sein, either they were actually, they had to, or they possibly could take place, negeya gleich, bishas maise, as soon as right now, it's happening then. Nafil odi korbonis, sibur was mot makri vigiven in dimei meluim, even the communal sacrifices that they offered during the days of inauguration, Bozainen nit von oisom shanit stavu bebeyoim. But they were not those that were instructed for in that day. So those that were commanded in that day, especially for that day, for the Yom HaShemini, the special instruction, those korbanos, those were done by Aaron. But the other korbanos, that not, the korbanos of the Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh, they were done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So even those korbanos tzibur, that were done by Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, was no need to instruct them how to do it. The Baal Dober as their makrif and their karbonis atzibur. Since who is the one that offered these karbonis, communal karbonis, bimei hamiluim, in the days of inauguration, is given Moshe, was Moshe. Virashi chefrir gizokt, as Rashi said that in Parshas, the Rebbe brings down the notes, in the Rashi, several Rashis, that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who brought those korbanos. Is nitoken hechrech on to zogen do aliyin? So there is no need. We're not forced to instruct to all yin. Ki b'scholas haparsha dabre bnei Yisrael of the korbanos, to speak to the bnei Yisrael with those korbanos. Vorum Moshe hat doch gewusst was fara korban und wie man das gedab bringen. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what kind of korban, how it's supposed to be brought. Er hat gewusst, die Protidinim von alle Korbanen, was er hat makrig, wenn Meshivas Yimei HaMiluim. Just as he knew the details of the laws of all the Korbanen that he brought in the 7 days of inauguration, Koilo dem Shabbos dikin tog, including the Shabbos day, and Chatos v'chulu, all those Korbanen he knew. So therefore, there was no need to tell it to everybody. So those are not mentioned over here. So basically, the Rebbe explains over here that these Korbanen that are here in Pashtus were the karbonas that they needed to bring either on the Shmini LeMiluim or even on the 7th day of inauguration, and the communal sacrifices that since Moshe Rabbeinu brought them there, he knew what to do, just like he knew everything else that he was supposed to do. So therefore, there was no need to tell it to the Bnei Yisrael. So, for the service in the Beit HaMikdash, they were set. The question is, which is more likely for them to have to bring for the Bnei Yisrael? And since we're talking about it was a benevolence of the korban that the Yidden were involved, it was more likely that the first korbanos that the Yidden will do, rather than doing averis, the first korbanos that they will have to bring will be the korban davar. Let's see what the Rebbe says in Oisei. Based on this, we understand was the Torah Tomei Korbanos Nedava, that the Torah begins with the volunteer korbanes, the gifted korbanes, need korbanes chayva, not the mandatory korbanes. In the Yemei HaMiluyim is nit mistaber. During the days of inauguration, it's not likely, as Eden's own Eversein of Chatoyim, that the Jews shall violate sins and that they would be obligated in a mandatory korban. And especially on the 8th day of inauguration, at that time the divine rested in the Mishkan, that is a testimony for the Yidden that Hashem has forgiven them for the act of the eagle. That kegan, but on the other hand, is yemistaber. It does make sense. As bnei Yisrael, that the Yidden was hoping to get from lechas haMishkan, mitanedivus gedol beYisrael, who gave for the work of the Mishkan with a great benevolence, a great heart. He wanted to give a very, very much. So after the Mishkan was erected, gleich by their erste Gelegenheit, immediately the first opportunity, gebracht korbanos nedove. So they brought immediately the gift korbanos. The farstel, the Torah for the year, the korbanos. That's why the Torah writes first the korban of hazayin and ol v'korv gebracht v'nimei ameluim that are likely and very possibly close that they would be brought nimei ameluim, which is the korbanos nedove, the gift korbanos. And after this, the Torah writes later on the obligation of chayva. So therefore, the Torah writes first the korbanos nedove because that's the more likely. So it turns out that the oila they needed to know because they actually had to bring that. Aaron and his son had to bring the korbanos oila on the 8th day of the miluyim. So it was necessary for them to tell them. But also for all the yidden, if they wanted to bring a voluntary korban, that was the most likely korban to be brought, then not for an avera. It's not likely that they had averas at that time. So therefore, that's put off for later on in the Chumash Vayikra. But, after the Nedava. But the first thing is, what they're likely to bring is the korban Nedava. And that's why the Torah starts with all the Nedava korbanos. Now in Ois Vav, the Rebbe is going to explain how the whole idea of a korban, the Pnimis and Yonim, why the Nedava comes first, because the whole idea of a korban is Nedava. Let's look in Ois Vav. There be your favos, the Torah hept on mit korbanis Nedava. What is the explanation why the Torah starts with the voluntary korbanis, with the gifted korbanis, the Pnimis and Yonim in the inner matter, but mefashtein, Bahagdim. We'll understand this by first introducing. Since Yedua, Beinyan HaKorbonis, it's known in the matter of the Korbonis as the Iker thereby, the main thing is the Kavono Machsheves HaOdom. It's the thought of the person, Bishasen, bringing them Korban when he brings the Korban. Kamay Merazal, as the saying of our sages, Echod HaMarbe VeEchod HaMamid Vuvachi Yikavin Libi L'Shamayim. Whether you do a lot or you do less, do little, as long the condition is that you must direct your heart to Hashem. So that means that the kavoneh is a very important part, whether you do a lot or a little, but you need to have kavoneh. Oich ba korbonis, so this is an important aspect of korbonis, but also by korbonis v'skum l'chapen ala odom, even those sacrifices that come to atone for the person, is the kapore bi'ikir mitzad machshav esodom. So the main atonement comes because of the person's thought. The Rambam is as mevayir, as the Rambam explains, as by bringing a korban, that when you bring an offering, darf der odom hamakriv trachten, the person who brings the korban needs to think, kichoto lelekov, that he has sinned to his God, to Hashem, begufay v'nafshi, with his body and his soul, v'royu loy sheyishofich domei, and it's fitting for him that his blood should be poured. So what's happening to the korban is fit to be done to him. The yisorev gufay, and his body should be burned. Lulei chesed aboyre, had it not been for the kindness of the Creator, shalokach memenu tumura chulu, he took a substitution, domoi deha korban, the blood of the korban, tachas domoi, it's instead of his blood, nefesh tachas nefesh chulu, a soul in place of a soul. This is the Rambam's explanation of the kavone that one has to think when he brings a korban. Undos macht as der korban zol machaper, and this makes that this sacrifice should atone. Mezetos oichen dem namen korban. You also see this in the name of the korban. But ainu fazani perushim is one of the interpretations is meloshin kiruv, to bring close. Was meant as the avoider from korban is to mekarev zayin. The koicha zuchushim to meibushim, that the service of the korban is to bring a person's strength and qualities to Hashem. Vapizeh is nit muvon. So based of this, is not understood. Vibal das deriker from kabonis. The main aspect of the kabonis is nit demaisa ha'akrove, is not the act of the sacrifice. Nor but it is the thought of the person before and after, before and at the time of the sacrifice. This is a main part of the korban. Wie kommt es? How come? As in Torah steht in ganzen nicht weg der machshove v'kavonim v'chulu. The Torah doesn't say at all. How come the Torah doesn't mention anything about the person's thought, the person's intentions, etc.? That's the main part. So the far is the Torah magdim the dini for korbanos nedavah. That's why the Torah introduces first the laws of the voluntary, the gifted korbanos vazeir ganzer hakrove. The entire reason why they are brought is nor machmas nedivas aleiv l'shamayim. It's only because of your benevolence of the heart for Hashem l'shamayim, for the sake of the heaven. The mitzok Torah. That's what this Torah is telling us, as kavonas aleiv, that the intent of the heart is the hagadoma klolis, that is the general introduction to the ganzen inyan karbonis, to the entire matter of the karbonis. Zi is the nekuda ha'ikris von aller karbonis. She is the main point of all karbonis. Oich von karbonis choiva. Also from the obligatory karbonis is that heart. Und das is oich was Rashi is medayik b'lashoynei. This is Rashi's specific language that he uses. He says, didn't say the pasuk over here, but he says the whole subject is nedovis. That inyan for korbanos, the whole concept, the whole idea of korbanos, all korbanos, zayin and be'etzem korbanos nedove. In essence, they are korbanos of a gift. By ba'ale korbanos is the ikir, because by all korbanos the main thing is the nedivas halev, the benevolence of the heart, un kavone from makriva korban, and the intent from the one who brings the korban. That's the reason why primus in yonim we start with nedove, because this is the presentation of the Torah saying that it is the nedove, it's the heart, which is the important part of this korban. Zayin. Here the Rebbe explains that actually, whether it's a korban nedava or it's a korban that you have to bring, you still possess that intent, that nedivas aleiv. By a korban nedava, we don't need the Torah to tell you that it's obvious because you're bringing it as a gift. We see your heart over there. But the truth of the matter is, nedivra inyan, that even those you have to bring, it's also really something that you want in your heart. As the halacha is, that he really wants to do it, even if he says, the Yetzer Hara says, no, actually, let's look inside. Zayin, ba'omek yosef. Deeper. More deeper. The kavona v'nedivas halev was fodet zich by alle karbonis. The intention and the benevolence of the heart, which is required by all karbonis, is be'etzem u'bepnimius faran by kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. In essence and in an inner way, it exists by every one of Israel, every Jewish person. Is nor the only thing is was by karbonis nedoves what der mensch bringt, that when you have a actual optional, a gifted carbon that the person brings, the person brings, not because he's obligated and has to bring it, not else nedove, but he brings it as a gift. From his own good wishes, will. Then you see his inside openly. See, he's a good person's heart is there. He wants to bring his own, he volunteers to bring a korban. That's why there is no command in the Torah to bring that. Rashi der tzel de metzias. Rashi, it just tells you the fact is that the korban is nedova diberoinya. This whole matter is talking about nedova korbanis, nedova. All the korbanis zayna korban nedova. Really, all the korbanis, whole matter, the chayv and nedova, they're all nedova. Val yeder id hot di nedivas halev akavonim mitzad penimi yusuf v'nishmosi. Because every Jew has this benevolence of the heart, the gifting of the heart, and the intention because of the inner and his soul, because of inside. But thus is euch, was me gefind by karbonis dem sagdin. This is also what we find by karbonis, the ruling. Yakriv oisoi malamet shekoifin oisoi. The Torah says, yakriv oisoi, he has to bring this, teaches us. From there we learn that we force him to bring it. Yochel bal korchei, so then you might think you force him and just make him bring it. Talmud lehem alir tzoynei. But the Pasuk says he has to willingly agree. Okay, tzad, how could you accomplish both? You force him to bring the korban until he says, "Yeah, I agree. I want to bring it." So, what does this mean? The Rambam is as the Rambam explains this as far as a get, which we also say that sometimes we will force him until he'll say he wants. That since he wants to be part of the Jewish community, and really he wants to do all the mitzvahs. And to distance himself and stay away from prohibitions, and it is the Yetzer Hara who sort of attacked him and got the better of him. Once he was beaten, so that the Yetzer became weak, he says, "I want." That means that he divorced willingly. Same thing by the Korban, that becomes willingly. So this is one aspect that the korban has to be willingly. But what about the same thing is also the other necessary parts that we need for a korban? Also the all the other intentions that are necessary by the one who brings the korban. Till the meaning was it? Korban comes from the language of bringing your powers and your talents to Hashem Kenal, as mentioned earlier. This is in the inside is by every Jew. You do as the known teaching of the Alter Rebbe, as Aid niter vil niter ken zayin of gerisuf alakuz. A Jew neither wishes nor is able to tear himself away from Hashem. In Ois Ches, the Rebbe will explain the reason why we start the pasuk with Odom, ki yakri, we refer to the Bnei Yisrael Odom, because the Odom name is because they are Adam le'elyin, they are compared le'elyin. And we want to bring out over here this whole idea of a korban is because of the Odom, the benevolence, and as the Rashi brings down that from Odom, as the Rebbe will explain in detail over here. Oishches, apizei is oich muvon. According to this, it's also understood, was the Torah ruf da'on b'nei Yisrael mit nodmen Odom. Why the Torah refers to the b'nei Yisrael with the name Odom? It says, Odom ki yakriv mikem. So this is said of you, b'nei Yisrael tzuvem menat gizokt. This was the b'nei Yisrael to whom it was commanded, and we call them here Odom. Because their shame Odom is al shame Adam le'elyon. The name Odom is based on the fact that it's compared to the one above, to compared to the supreme Adam le'elyon. The neshama was his achelik alakal alakami mal mamish. We're talking about the soul, which is a portion of Hashem above, actually. Umvozi is do ba kol Yisrael. That is by every Jewish person. There's an Adam in every person, the neshama. Echad tzaddik ve'echad rasha, whether a tzaddik whether a rasha. But mitzad them is though by alle yidin the nedivas halev ve'harotzin, from that side, from the neshama, there's every yid has that benevolence of the heart and the will to zayin korev lelukus, to be close to Hashem, to close to godliness. So that's why we said Odom, because we're talking about here in the Divas Halev. And the Rebbe explains now, B'yenishol Torah, the Loshen and Rashi. Undos is oich der tam a B'yenishol Torah, based on B'yenishol Torah. The reason was Rashi is mefarish, Odom lomo nemar, why does it say Odom? So Rashi explains, Ma Odom arishon lehikri min ha-gezel, shakoy lo yisholoi, af atem leitzakrivu min ha-gezel. Just like Odom arishon did not offer from stolen, from robbed, because he didn't bring a korban or anything to the rob, because shakoil hoye shaloi, because everything was his. Af atem leisakrivu min hagezel, you too should not bring from the gezel. So there's a question here that l'chayda, how come Rashi brings the pasuk for not gezel from Odom when the Gemara brings it from the pasuk Mikem? L'cheir is not moving. Seemingly, this is not understood. Megefinten Gemara, we find in the Gemara as mizmemaid gezel, that how do we exclude gezel from a korban from vort Mikem? It says from you, for vos lernt Rashi as mizmemaid gezel mit vort Odom. Why does Rashi learn that we're excluding gezel from the word Odom? Vos is blois a remes, that is only a hint. Ma'odom arishon chulu, just like the first man, so everything was his. So the Rebbe says, the reason we want to, because we want to emphasize here the Odom, that this is Odom lifnei ha-chet, because when was everything Odom's? That was before the chet. Is the bir in them? The bir was there. Dos vos Odom arishon is a koil hoyushaloi. When we say that Odom Rishon, everything was his, is given nor b'tchilas b'riyose. That was only in the beginning of his creation. Zayin dik in Gan Eden koydim chetzes hadas, while he was in Gan Eden, before the sin of the Eitz Hadas. Undos is that emes in Pirush Rashi, and this is the hint of Rashi. Der Odom, Adam le'elyoin, was yidoba yedridin. We're saying the Odom ki yakrif, that he is compared to the Supreme, which every yid possesses. Is bedugmas Odom Rishon where is given koydim achet? That is, as Odom Rishon was before the sin. It is in azad darge. He's in such a level as it is hecher from the minyan for chatoim, that he is beyond the matter of sins. Al kol ponim, at least as is nitchayich be'em achiv from korban kaporas chet. That's what we start only with nedova. He doesn't belong by him an obligation to bring a kapor of achet. We're talking about the neshama, we're talking about the Odom, we're talking about the Adam el Elyon, can only be Korbanos Nedova. Undozok tzcharois by Korbanos Nedova. That expresses itself when it comes to the Korban of a gift. It does not come because of a sin, nor that only comes at the Nedivus HaLev for Nayid. That comes because of the gifting of the heart, in benevolence of the heart from Ayid. Oif to Zayn Korev, to be close. Korban Meloshin Kiruv Kinal Elukus. Who's the word korban from the language of closeness to godliness? That is what a korban is. So that's the start. But then, over Leidoch, but on the other hand, this is not only by korban Nedova. That level, as the Rebbe said before, the benevolence that Nedova is actually by even by the korbanos chayve also. Over Leidoch, on the other hand, is dos faranoich ba'ala korbanos. This also exists by all karbonas. I feel by karbonas kumun efachet. Even the karbonas that come for a sin, kenal as mentioned earlier. Vorm bald viayid is machlit. As soon as a Jew decides to bring an akorban l'chaper of zayin chet, to bring a korban to atone for his sin, vert nizgalad rodom shaboy, then it is revealed the odom that is in the person, bos is hecher funin achatoim, which is higher than sins, ke odom marishin koin machet kenal, like odom marishin before the sin. And that power that we get to that Odom, to the higher part, to that level of the soul which is higher than the sins. So because zevert lechaper olov, that gives the power to atone for him. That chet verting ganzlov givish. That sin is totally wiped away. In the noise test, the Rebbe explains the akdoma to vayikro el Moshe, that level of love, because this is all talking about an expression of love, of nedove, of the benevolence, and that is what gives the chayis, gives the result that Hashem shows us love and we show nedove to Hashem, as the Rebbe explains. Ois test, apiko al nal is oich muvan. Based on the above, it's also understood. Was the Torah is the Magdim, the Torah introduces Vayikro el Moshe. Starts off, Hashem calls to Moshe. Rashi schreibt Bariches, as Rashi at great length writes, as dos is a loshen chibo. This is a language of dearness, of love. Loshen shemalachi ha'shores mishtamshim b'chulu. It's a language that the angels that serve use it. So that's a little bit difficult. Why does Rashi, Vos l'choyde, V'alef, Vos schreibt es the Torah davke by Parsa Karbonis? Why is specifically by the Karbonis that the Torah writes this Vayikro, that level of love? And number two, Beis, Vos is Rashi as Vayimarech. Why is Rashi bringing such a lengthy as Vayikro is a Losh Chiba V'chulu? Why does the Torah say, why does Rashi talk about it so much? Is the beer in them? The beer in them. The explanation is, v'gizokt Freya said before, is the erish the zach v'sidnom givolton noch the rakomas haMishkan. The first things that the Jews wanted to do after they erased the Mishkan is given those bringing korbanos nedava, was to bring these gift korbanos, was those b'vayis of the chavivas yisayda by Eden for Mishkan v'chulu. That points to the special dearness that the Jews had for the Mishkan. They wanted to bring the Karbonis. On Kamayim Haponim Leponim, Kain Leiv Ha'odom, Ha'el Yein La'odom. Just like the face you show to the water, that's the face, the reflection you get back. Likewise, the Leiv Ha'odom, the heart of the Supreme Odom. Odom Ha'el Yein is La'odom to the man. Hot'oich the Eibish Terdo. Arayz Givis and the Goyd Lachavivas, Hashem showed them the great dear, how dear they are, the great love from Hashem to Eden. And the Pharisee Rashi Meirich them. Rashi also prolongs about this great love. In Oistez, the Rebbe says that Hashem's dearness comes because of the love and the benevolence and the heart and the desire to gift from the Yidden. And that's why the Eibishter shows them also dear Kimayim upon Leponim. But it works the other way around, the Rebbe says in Yud, that because Hashem shows the Vayikra, that's the way the Yidden respond. Yud. Nochan inyan in them, another idea is, Yudua, it's known as Vayikra el Moshe. When Hashem calls to Moshe, it's in a sinas koyach avavidus har karbonis. That is the power that was given to do the service of karbonis. But the rike for avidus har karbonis is the nidivis alef kenal barucha. The main aspect of the service of the karbonis is the benevolence of the heart, as said earlier at length. Dos is was the Torah is magdi in vayikra el Moshe. This is what the Torah introduces, that vayikra Moshe was a loshen chiba. It's a loshen of dearness. Odi nedive salib fundim idin zum Eibishter. This benevolence of the heart from the Jews to Hashem. Nemtzich, this comes from fun vayikra el Moshe. That comes from Hashem's expression of love to Moshe. From there, Chavivus was the Eibish the Vice to Eden. That special love and dearness that the Eibish shows to Eden. Based on this, we also understand was Rashi's Messiah. The Rashi concludes, Avo l'neviya umasayilo. But to the prophets of the nation of the world, Nigla Alehan Bilashain Arai Vuhulu, Hashem reveals, appears to them in a temporary language, etc. Lachaira, Vos is Negeya Do, der Chilik, to vision them by Yikro. Why is it here important the difference between by Yikro, by Moshe, and der Vayikor, by Bilom, and over there is Vayikor, he chanced sort of to be with Bilom. Neviya Umasa Ilom, that's the prophets of the way of the world. So why bring it out over here? The Rinyin Bazeh is Kenal. But the idea is, as mentioned earlier, in Ot Der Nedivas HaLev BaKol Echad VeEchad MiYisrael, in this benevolence of the heart by each and every one of the Yidin, Nid Kokin Dikav Zamamid Matzav BeChitzenius, notwithstanding what their condition is externally, Drik Tzuch Oiz Der Chilik Zwischen Yidin and Umas Haylam, that expresses the difference between Yidin and nations of the world. Yidin Zainen BeEtzem Toivu Kedusha, Yidin are in essence good and holy. On the Yonim Bilti Ritzuim, the unwanted matters, Shabahem, Kum and Nor, they only come from Veloshna Rambam. The Rambam said, Yitzray Hu Shetokva, it's the Yetzer inclination that attacked him, so he failed. Mashenki Ba'umas Ha'ilum, as opposed to Umas Ha'ilum, Im Yesh Ba'am Eze Dover Toiv, Har Eze Dover Noisav, if there is something good, that's something which is added on. So, therefore, there is the difference between to bring out that special, unique dearness of Yidden, the Odom Kiyakriv, which gives the Koyach, we're bringing out that this is by Yidden especially, and this is unlike Nevi'um Soilom. And the Shoyrish Achilik Nemtzach Derfun, what is the root for this distinction? This comes from the fact, because by Yidden is not there by Yikra El Moshe, by Yidden there is by Yikra El Moshe, which is the Chibas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yidden, that special connection and love from HaKadosh Baruch for the Yidden. Umetzad der Chibbe umbechira from the Eibishtun in Yidden. And because of that love and choosing from Hashem to Yidden, Zanezi Alamol, they're always verbunden b'primis. In their inner, they're always connected with the Lekus with Godliness. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Vayikra, Tovshin Lamed Beis and Tovshin Lamed Gimel.